During most of this pandemic, a lot of unemployed Americans got some extra unemployment benefits from the federal government, a flat $600 every week.
That funding expired at the end of July. Congress hasn't renewed it. So millions of people are scraping by with a lot less. In some places, the state unemployment benefit is just $250 a week.
Emily Gwill worked at a hotel in Oregon before the pandemic. When we talked to her in July, she worried she might lose her housing. This week, we called to check in.
Well, actually, there have been some big changes. After the extra $600 ran out and my savings was gone and I was staring down the barrel of rent due, I decided to break my lease and move out of state back in with my parents.
Gwill worried about racking up debt.
I had a great career. I had friends. I had a life there. And now I just gave away everything I owned so that I could move back in with my parents and still looking for a job and getting nothing in response. I'm not really sure what the future holds.
In Arizona, Alicia Gonzalez told us in July that she was struggling even with that $600. Her boyfriend had to ration his medicine.
I thought things couldn't get worse. It's gotten bad within that little bit of time.
In August, there was a moment when things were looking up. Alicia got a job at Walmart, managing how many customers come in and enforcing mask rules.
That whole day, I was thinking, okay, I got this job. Everything's going to be peachy. Everything's going to be, we're going to be okay. But then I thought, some people are crazy. That's really, up close and personal. People can be, I didn't feel safe enough.
Alicia decided she couldn't put her family at risk like that and turn the job down. She's going to keep looking.
In August, President Trump signed an order to divert money from FEMA to boost unemployment benefits. That's $300 a week instead of six.
It's temporary, just through September, and it's taking a while to get the money in people's hands.
Kim Robinson worked for a staffing agency before she got laid off. She lives in Louisiana, where she searched relentlessly for a new job. She says $300 barely makes a dent.
It's hot, so of course the energy bill is going up, but just your light bill alone could be $200 or $300.
Robinson is still hopeful Congress will act.
Hopefully they'll hear our cry. With everything going on in America, they could at least help the American people, because we are the economy,
Talks on the next coronavirus relief bill remain at a standstill.